Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I was talking to someone recently. They're very grace-minded family. They raised their family in a grace-based church where they heard the goodness of God and the finished work of Jesus and the love that the Father has for you. But they were visiting another church, and they were just, it was closer to their home, and they were just trying it out, and they were enjoying themselves, although it was kind of mixture in their approach and some of the sermons. But they wanted their kids to be in church, and they wanted them to be in a Sunday school program, and so they went. And they were telling me the story, and I'm not sharing this as a bash and going after ministries or whatever. Something strikes me, and I felt like it would be great to talk to the podcast crew about it. The kids reported that they went to Sunday school, and as they approached the end of the lesson, and granted, I don't have any context for what scriptures they were using that day or the lesson, but the lesson ended with every kid took a piece of paper and a pencil and had to write their sins down on the page and turn them in to the teacher at the end of class, because the teacher committed to praying for every one of their sins that week. Now, I'm not insinuating the teacher thought they could absolve them or that they were going to receive forgiveness by putting them on the paper, but really, just taking it for what I heard, he really just wanted to pray support in their lives. He or she wanted to pray support in their lives for some of the areas that these kids were dealing with. Now, granted, these kids are 12, 13 years old. And so, you know, I don't know how much accuracy there is to every detail in the story, but the kid knew better because he'd been raised in a grace environment and been raised under the new covenant, and reported to their parents. He said, "I had to actually sit and make some stuff up that I thought would make them happy so that I could leave the class, because we weren't allowed to leave the class until we put down some sins." Well, the reason this kid was struggling to put down sins is probably not because he doesn't do some things that some might consider sinful, I don't know, but because he was well indoctrinated with New Covenant theology, namely Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, one of the conditions of the New Covenant: "I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more." An absolute ironclad promise of the new covenant, Hebrews 8 and 12. God promises under the new covenant to be merciful to your unrighteousness and to your sins and lawless deeds. He promises, are you ready for this? He will remember them no more. So I don't know if it would have made a difference to write on that paper that God doesn't see my sins anymore, so neither do I. I don't know. It probably would have caused more confusion than it was worth. But when I was asked my response to this, that was what I would have done at my age now. I don't know what I would have done at 12 or 13. I probably would have done what the kid did and put a few things down to make someone happy so I could get out of class. But the point is this: where along the way in the church did we forget that the chief clause of the new covenant is that God would remember our sins no more? And why are we so insistent on making church and Sunday school and praise and worship one more well-organized, extended sin hunt? Let's set people free into the beauty of no condemnation. Let's equip them with the identity of sonship and the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Let's teach them to walk by faith, listening to the voice of the Spirit, rather than teaching them how to identify their sins and write them down and categorize them and live beneath their weight. Honestly, if that's all there is as an option, is that sort of environment where sins are written down, I'd find something better to do. I know the Holy Spirit will lead you on how to handle it too. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.